This podcast replay is brought to you by Cutter's Edge Total Landscape Solutions. With decades of experience here in South Florida, cuttersedge.com provides fantastic results. Call 954-472-0622.
McDaniel shows us he's not scared of going for it on fourth down, and that's a big improvement for this team. Being able to convert third and fourth has boosted this team's success by leaps and bounds. It's a great point, Kevin, because that's also what I wanted Mario to do. Instill confidence in your offense, into Tyler Van Dyke. There's a lot of uncertainty in that offense right now. Tyler's not as comfortable. He needs those kind of moments. You take the ball away from now, we're gonna kick it. You don't believe in me, huh? Well, we're going to run it. Yeah, you don't believe in me, huh? So I agree with you. And he believes in Tua. And he believes in the offense. So, yeah. I'm with you. It's important to instill confidence in your child. Seriously. In everyday life. You know, let's go back to relationships, right? Anybody that's married. Your wife comes, hey, how do you think I look? You look great, honey. You look fantastic. What are you going to you're going to tell her she looks like shit? Damn, that blouse is terrible, sweetheart. Oh, my God, those jeans are a little too tight there. I can see the zippers popping a little bit there. No. No. Not going to do that, right? You instill confidence in people. That's what you do. Your employees do a good job. If you're a good boss with some leadership skills, hey, thanks, man. That's a great job on your part. That's kind of what you do. And then your employee feels better about what they're doing. Nobody likes the boss that even when you do a good job, they want to find something else to complain. They think there's some football coach, right, that comes in after the win and, you know, they're all gruff and they're all like, yeah, nah, we could have done better here, there, whatever. You know, that. No. Confidence is important in everything. That's how you succeed. That's how you build a foundation. That's how you get to success. By people believing in you, and then you're able to believe in yourself. Think about what Tua's had to fight for 2 years. They did everything to absolutely crumble Tua's confidence. You had a head coach that hated him, a head coach that didn't want to draft him and wanted Jordan Love instead. Hell, the loser thought he could win with Jacoby Brissett over Tua. Think about how stupid that is. Okay? Now, think about this. You got two idiot owners trying to go get Tom Brady, which gets them suspended and gone, thank the Lord. Then you got the coach that hated Tua and didn't want him anyways, trying to get Deshaun Watson. Then you've got half the fan... Now, I'm going to go... What do you think? Half the fan base didn't believe in Tua, or we're going to go with like 70% or 80%? It was larger than half. Yeah. 60-40. Okay, we'll go 60-40. So now the fan base doesn't believe in him. Then you've got all the media all over the place saying, well, he can't throw the ball. Well, no, he's too short. Well, they made a mistake, this, that, whatever. That kid for 2 years was so beaten down that most people would lose confidence. Joe Burrow just went off of Twitter this week because of the criticism of the Bengals the last 2 weeks. Tua's Twitter still going strong. Baker Mayfield lost his shit by hearing the word Watson. They weren't even trading for him at that time, if you remember. He demanded a trade from that second. Meanwhile, Tua had to hear Watson for 2 years. Stayed quiet. Just kept doing his work. Everything was done for 2 years to destroy Tua's confidence. Anybody that tells you that that kid is not mentally strong, you can look at him in the face and use everything I said. And then after, when you're done, you say, you're an idiot. Okay? He blows out his hip. 10 months later, he's on the field in the NFL playing. Oh, yeah, he lacks confidence. Oh, yeah. Brother, I couldn't go to work if I blew out my hip. I'd have trouble to take out the trash if I blew out my hip. This dude is ready to get sacked by Michael Brockers and get slammed to the ground. Everything was done to destroy that man's confidence. And guess what? Most humans might have caved in. So when they tell you he's not physically tough enough, sure, tell him he's got titanium ankles now because he blew out both ankles and had titanium wires wrapped up. Tell him that he came back from a hip surgery. Big bad Justin Herbert, 6'5", with the beautiful locks, and he can throw the ball a mile. Oh, he's day-to-day right now with the bruised ribs. And there's Tua last year playing with fractured ribs and a fractured knuckle in his throwing hand. Yeah, no, he's not tough. Now, he's not mentally strong, and he's not tough. It's, you know, and it's right there. It's staring you in the face, and yet the stupid-ass, idiotic narratives develop. Like, right in your face, it is staring you. Everything that young man has had to overcome to accomplish anything.